AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. AAA says about 3 million people are flying to their Memorial Weekend destinations. They're also getting a lot of help on the ground. More from correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Holiday travel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's make sure our staffing is up to par.
At the FAA's Operations Center outside Washington, D.C., it's all hands on deck this weekend as teams monitor more than 50,000 flights today alone and a forecast that includes potentially disruptive severe weather.
What keeps you up at night?
The weather. If the weather's good, I'm happy. Managing volume is easy. Managing the weather is not so easy.
2 years after the Uvalde school shooting, several surviving families have sued the companies they say share responsibility for 21 murders. Reporter Chris Fox.
The lawsuits go after Daniel Defense, the maker of the AR-15, Activision, the publisher of the video game Call of Duty, and social media giant Meta. Josh Koskoff, the attorney for the victims' families, saying this three-headed monster knowingly exposed the gunman to the weapon, conditioned him to see it as a tool to solve his problems and trained him to use it.
Let's face it, there's plenty of blame to go around. The state of Texas, what have they done?
On Wednesday, the families filed a $500 million lawsuit against the Texas State Police for its botched response to the shooting. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Now, a government report says some of those self-driving vehicles are driving dangerously. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Incidents that include collisions with gates and chains and near misses with pedestrians. Investigators say these are things that a competent driver would likely avoid. These new incidents coming out as part of an investigation into Waymo, Google's self-driving car business.
There's more pressure on Israel to make a deal with Hamas to bring home hostages. Here's CBS's MTS Tayyab.
As Israel continues to widen its offensive across all of Gaza, the remains of three hostages were found in the northern Jabalia refugee camp, identified as Hanan Jablanka, Michael Nizenbaum, and Orion Hernandez Rado. All three were killed on October 7th. Reuven Jablanka is the father of Hanan. The Israeli leadership needs to stop arguing, he said. We must bring everyone back home.
Author Caleb Carr has died. He once taught military history. Later, he wrote novels and more recently a memoir of his beloved cat, Masha. He spoke about his cats in a recent CBS News interview.
So I was up all night sort of observing what the adults were doing in this insane household of ours. And the cats were my companions there. And it quickly became apparent that our behaviors were so similar.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Like working in Fenway?
That was awesome, yeah. This is my first time. It was an incredible experience. experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment. You know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the three-game series, 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high low 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. Currently at 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. The first hour here will be Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. So if you want to get in line to speak with him, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, Simon Rosenberg, veteran political analyst, strategist, and commentator with two presidential campaigns. He was part of the Clinton War Room, senior role at the DNC. He's going to drop by and tell us about his thoughts on the coming election and where President Biden is relative to that orange criminal. Also in hour three, it looks like a Trump-linked dark money group just spent $90 million on openly racist and transphobic ads. This is pretty amazing. This whole Mark Meadows is part of this. This whole thing, and also our second topic. If you thought China was our friend, think again. The Financial Times has an in-depth piece about President Putin and President Xi's meeting yesterday and today in Beijing, and it's not good news for America. I'm telling you. But let's start out with Congressman Ro Khanna. It's in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. His website is khanna.house.gov. It's spelled K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro, R-O, Rep. Ro Khanna. And Congressman Khanna, welcome back to the program. What's on your mind on this beautiful morning, or afternoon, I guess, in D.C.?
It's great to be back on. I was actually in Dearborn last night speaking to the Arab American Civil Rights League, to 600-700 Arab Americans, about the importance of bringing the war to an end and releasing hostages, the importance of recognizing young people's anti-war advocacy, and not demonizing America's youth while calling for a condemnation of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And today I head to Vermont to speak at the Vermont State Dinner, and then we'll be getting brunch with Senator Sanders. So it's a full weekend.
That's marvelous. That's marvelous. What are your thoughts on the state of the election?
We've got work to do. We've got work to do. I mean, we've got work to do in driving the economic contrast. I, for the life of me, can't understand how we're down 10, 15 points on the economy when we know that Donald Trump's just going to get in there and give tax cuts and tax breaks to big oil and his corporate wealthy folks. And Joe Biden has actually been building the economy for the working class and middle class. But we've got to have a much stronger economic contrast. And then, you know, I think we've got to go to college campuses and talk to young people and talk to college Democrats and not demonize young people. I mean, Democrats win elections when young people are inspired.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly seems that way. I think you're absolutely right. I'm also curious to get your thoughts on what's going on in New York City with this trial with Donald Trump and so many of your colleagues showing up to violate the gag order and diss our criminal justice system. This seems to me like you have colleagues who are openly dismissive of the American system. Do they want to turn America into Russia? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, it's embarrassing, and it would be comical if it weren't so serious. I have a role in Congress that you just don't comment on ongoing judicial cases of anyone. And here they are basically inserting themselves and missing. They had to reschedule our oversight hearing to last night because half the committee wanted to go down to Donald Trump's trial. I mean, this is the United States Congress. It's not some, high school class where you go and observe moot court. It's just become a clown show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is distressing. Lines are open, 202-808-9925. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Shall we pick up some calls, sir?
Would love to.
Okay, Chris in San Diego, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom, and Mr. Ro Khanna. I would like to suggest that we just got to, Democrats got to learn to change their branding. Instead of asking for student debt relief, why can't we just change it to a tax? They can write it off on their taxes. Then the Republicans can't vote against it. This is a stimulating tax relief. Is there any way we can do something like that?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean, the challenge is, probably a lot of students don't have the ability to have that income. And the other thing is, if you're just writing it off on your taxes, you're not solving the biggest issue, which is the credit is being ruined and the debt on your credit. But, it's an intriguing idea, and maybe it could be a compromise position at least to try to get some progress.
Yeah, it also doesn't solve the problem of not having the money in the first place, to recover at the end of the year from your taxes, even if it was a tax credit. My mom in the early 1940s went to college at Michigan State University, put herself through college as a lifeguard up in Charlevoix, Michigan. Going to college at MSU. I mean, you could do that back then. My dad went to college for free on the GI Bill. Do you see any possibility that we might get back to that? It was the Reagan administration that basically reversed this. It used to be 20% of the cost of college was paid for by tuition and 80% was paid for by various government grants. Now it's reversed. It's 80% is paid with tuition and 20% is government.
Well, you're absolutely right to pin the blame on Ronald Reagan, and not just ideologically. I mean, it used to be to go to the UCs, even UC Berkeley, which is the crown jewel of the University of California system. Basically, it would cost about $500 a year, and they'd throw in the football tickets. And then Reagan came in, and he had massive, massive state budget cuts. And that's what led to the explosion of the cost to college. And now in states, actually red states, in states that need the educational investment the most, it's sad that they're the ones having the cuts, the most severe cuts. And so I think that the only way we're going to restore this is to have the federal government help, and to say, if you want the federal government help to make public college free, you've got to, as a state, put in at least a third of the funding. And that's basically Bernie Sanders' free public college bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's investing in our intellectual infrastructure. Patsy in Arroyo Grande, California, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. Thank you for listening to me. I'm on the Medi-Cal program here in California, and I recently got more or less knocked off of it because my income from my COLA from the Medicare boosted me up into a place where I'm no longer qualified, other than coming up with a $1,500 a month deductible. I mean, I only get $2,300 a month in Social Security. How am I supposed to come up with $1,500? When are they ever going to raise, the minimum requirement for income? I'm 84 years old, It's kind of a slap across the face.
Well, Patsy, I'm sorry you're going through that, and that is outrageous that at 84 you're having to call in to Tom Hartman Show worried about paying the bills to get basic health care. This is why we need to move towards Medicare for All, where we don't have any deductibles and zero premiums. And you say, well, how are you going to pay for it? Well, we can have people who are wealthy pay more, and everyone who can afford it can pay something which is going to be much less than the premiums and the deductibles that we face. And we need to increase Social Security. And you say, how are we going to pay for that? We scrap the cap. I mean, right now, you get no tax on income over $160,000. That is not fair. And I'm just sorry that our government has sort of let you down by not giving you sufficient Social Security and by not having health care after you've lived a long life of contribution.
The vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Ro Khanna, taking your calls for the hour. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, K-H-A-N-N-A. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a national progressive town hall meeting. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour in a progressive national town hall meeting. Wayne in Philadelphia, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good afternoon, Tom and Congressman Ro Khanna. Listen, a couple of weeks back, I saw you on the Bill Maher show. You were on there with Nancy Mace. I think Eric Holder was one of the guests, too. I don't watch Bill Maher, okay? But when you were on there and I saw Eric Holder be there, I wanted to see what was going on. So Bill Maher asked Nancy Mace, why did she flip to MAGA like that? And she went off on a tangent about Joe Biden is the reason why. And you sat up there, you didn't say anything. So Bill Maher looked at you and said, you're not going to respond to that. And you said, I'm trying to be nice. You got to stop trying to be nice to these people, man. You have to expose them. This is why your Democrats are losing in certain areas, man. I'll hang up and I'll listen to the comments off on.
Well, I appreciate that. I think what happened in that exchange is that Nancy Mace had talked about being a survivor of rape, and what I had said is I didn't want to interrupt her. I was being polite, and while she was telling that story, because she was telling the story as a survivor. But then I did make the point that I think it was perfectly legitimate for George Stephanopoulos to still ask her, given that experience, how does she justify supporting Donald Trump? But I wanted to do that with a sufficient appreciation and empathy for her telling the story as a survivor, as I would for any woman who went through that.
Yeah, and I would add, and I don't know if this was the situation, but I've been on Bill's show four times. And he basically looks at you by way of kind of giving you permission to speak. And it can be kind of intimidating. I have been criticized also for not rebutting right-wingers because Bill just moves things along, you know. But whatever.
Well, and sometimes in those shows, you don't want to get into a shouting match like on the oversight committee on a show. Sometimes it's more effective to let your point be known and not to, you know, the point of those things isn't a debate.
Yeah, I get it. David in North Miami Beach, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, thank you, Professor. Greetings, Congressman. I'm hoping now that Tom Selleck is out of a job, maybe he can be part of a financial literacy summit, say, between you and Mike Rowe and, you know, college youngsters. Even our allies don't understand how expensive college can be and how poorly it pays out. I mean, I may have to teach Tom Selleck how to get a reverse mortgage to save his ranch, because the seniors who want to teach the youngsters about financial literacy, they're not so smart. I mean, I was there watching Susie Orman here in 2019, just before the crash. Any wisdom, suggestions on how to teach the elderly?
Well, I'm all for financial literacy, but I think the bigger issue is what the cost of college and the cost of medical care and the cost of child care become in this country. And we are at a place where we're making more wealth than ever before. That's what's happening in Silicon Valley with the AI and digital revolution. We can increase taxes on the billionaires and millionaires and those who have done very, very, very well, so that we can afford free public college, free vocational education, Medicare for all, child care at $10 a day, and ordinary people not only can be have financial literacy, but can actually pay the bills.
Barney in Argus, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, thank you. Argus, Indiana.
Indiana, I'm sorry.
My wife, right. Yeah, thanks, Tom. My wife and I wanted to ask the congressman if the Biden administration has a plan for another insurrection, since so many of them have said that they are not going to recognize a victory unless it's from Trump. I mean, all the things that we're discussing don't seem to be relevant if there's going to be another attempt to overthrow the government. And I think it ought to be obvious, especially to people like you and the congressman, that are right in the middle of this. So I'd like to know if you have any comment on that.
Well, Barney, you're right to be concerned. I was on the House floor one of the days that we weren't in session, and this group comes in doing preparation in case of emergency situation of how to secure the Capitol. And I'd never seen that before January 6th. So I do think that there are people who are aware that, frankly, some of the internal threats we face to democracy are the most serious, and are going to be prepared to secure the Capitol and to secure Washington when the transition of power happens. It's a sad thing that we have to do that, but I know in the Capitol and also in the administration there are plans to make sure that there's a secure transition.
Denny in Wenatchee, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Connor. We just have
good
a minute
morning,
left, by the way. Quick one, please.
Okay, good morning, Congressman. I have a theory about immigration, that it would be better to have the immunity hearings held in the countries of origin. And I'm wondering, does the Congress have to approve that, or could the president do it by presidential order?
People have to show up at embassies to apply.
Look, I think it's a good idea. We've tried it with Obama, tried it on some pilot programs. The Congress would have to authorize funding and support for it. It's not, it can't get everyone, because obviously a lot of times it's very, very hard to show up to an embassy or to show up to an overseas facility. That said, I think it would make a much, much bigger difference, and it should be something that we explore.
Do you think there's any possibility that the Senate-passed immigration bill will be brought up in the House?
No, I don't, because Johnson won't let it be brought up.
Is there any chance that there'll be another attempt to dethrone him and Democrats might go along with it?
Possibly, if he does something outrageous, but we're only going to get worse. And so I think at this point, the Democrats are pretty confident we'll have Hakeem Jeffries in November, and are probably focused on that.
Yeah, I get it. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Ro Khanna. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat, and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Crowded airports, slow traffic, and higher prices. That's Memorial Day 2024 travel. Larry Crawford of Colfax, North Carolina, doesn't think it's worth it.
It's digging into my pockets, you know what I'm saying? Because you're paying more and more for the travel and to get around. Definitely, definitely not driving as much. Stay at home.
In Uvalde, Texas, observing 2 years since the school shooting massacre that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
Because those families turned their pain into purpose, President Biden signed into law shortly thereafter the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
Stephanie Feldman of the White House. Pressure is mounting for a resumption of ceasefire talks over Gaza, as CBS's Imtiaz Taieb reports from East Jerusalem.
It's very clear that the Israeli government is on a huge amount of pressure to restart those talks now that we are starting to receive the remains of hostages, many who were killed on October 7th.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's national convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters could hold the keys to the White House this year. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Roshan Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. 8 of the top 10 nominees come from just 3 shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Spaghetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high low 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. Currently at 62
the
degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's Best of Up North News Radio, having to bail our fast-growing lawns, and how people who differ on abortion can have civil conversations.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
States up in the Klamath River there. I know it's been pretty controversial, but from my perspective, I see short-term problems are worth the long-term gains, and I wanted to know your take on it, sir.
You know, in candor, I haven't studied that carefully enough to give you an opinion off the top of my head, but I'm happy to look into it, and if you follow up, call in next week or a future time, I'm happy to give you my opinion.
Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Representative Khanna. I have a favor I'd like to ask you, Representative Khanna, if you don't mind me putting it that way. Forever we've been just can't quote unquote get their messages out, and I can see, and it's obvious to me, it's not from lack of trying. You guys are you're right on all the issues. You're trying like hell to get that word out. It's not that. The problem is that I really believe that you guys haven't worked the refs enough. The Republicans have been doing this forever. They've been blasting how the mainstream media is biased against the right wing.
This is Lee Atwater's campaign in the 80s.
Right. You guys got to work the refs. You see, real simple. You need to start complaining. You need to start confronting these networks and journalists to their face and say, cut the crap. Stop shilling for Republicans. I know that's hard to say, and I know there's a reluctance because it's going to make you seem like you're complaining, but you have to do it. Anyway, that's my thought for the day.
Well, I appreciate it. I agree with you that the Republicans have played the victim card very well, demonizing universities, unfortunately, demonizing the media. The other thing they've done well is build a infrastructure for right-wing radio talk show hosts, for newspapers, for digital sites, for a cable with Fox, and we don't have the comparative infrastructure on our side. So I think we have to make the investment on the left in building our own infrastructure.
Just following up on that real quick, it was reported this morning that on TikTok, pro-Trump posts outnumber pro-Biden posts by more than 2-1. And it appears a large part of this is because of the Chinese algorithm that's driving the thing. Obviously, President Xi would much rather have Trump in office than President Biden. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd want to see evidence that that's the case of Chinese interference. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people on TikTok who are upset with the President Biden's policies on Gaza, and so maybe that's why there's been more criticism of the president. Obviously, we should have zero tolerance for any foreign government interference on a social media app, and should make that clear. But I'd want to see evidence of that actually happening, as opposed to just speculation.
Yeah, they'll never release the algorithm, I guarantee you, but I get it. Keno in Lakeland, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello. Thanks, Congressman, for allowing the public to talk with you. I've been promoting the idea. Willie Nelson had a book in 2021 called Letters to America, and he promotes the idea that there needs to be a national holiday for elections. It's long past due. I think it should be on a Saturday myself, but it even may need a constitutional amendment. But if it's still possible, may I request that you promote the idea that this be put in the Democratic platform for this year, and so that it's shown that Democrats want democracy. Now, the Republicans will resist it, but we might get Willie Nelson to come along and join in with the Democrats. So could I request that you promote this idea of putting it in the platform for this year, a national holiday for elections?
Absolutely. I think it is in our House bill on democracy, the John Lewis bill, but I absolutely support it because it allows working class folks to be able to vote. But it also gives us a time to celebrate and participate in democracy. Imagine if that day was centered around different civic events. It could really help re-energize American democracy. So I'm a big supporter and we'll share it with colleagues.
Steve in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Morning, gentlemen. Congressman, I'd like to ask you a question, also a comment here. Louis DeJoy in the Postal Service. I know there's apparently a bill sitting in the Senate with Chuck Schumer and stuff. What I'd like to also state, to get rid of DeJoy and replace him with these board of governors. One thing I've noticed, my wife works in advertising, and she's mentioned to me that in the past 3 years, there's been two bulk postal rate increases each year. That's hard on businesses. Number two, he's destroyed millions and millions of dollars of postal processing equipment. If I went out and took a baseball bat to the mailboxes down the end of the road here, I'd be in prison. Why isn't he in prison for this? And also, what do we got to do to get Chuck to do this? We shouldn't have to call his office. He needs to do this. Thank you, Congressman. Have a great weekend, you and Tom. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I've been after DeJoy for years on the Oversight Committee. I think he's been incompetent. I don't think it's just because he wanted to potentially interfere with the last election and mail. I think he wants to privatize the Postal Service, and he has been trying his best to hamper the Postal Service. And I believe we need to continue to have oversight over him, and then ultimately it's the board's decision whether he gets to keep his job. But I've called up for him to resign many times.
Do you know the status of the two new postal board of governors appointees from Biden? I believe they're before the Senate, and they will presumably flip the balance enough to fire him.
Yes, I don't think they've been confirmed yet. I'm not
no,
sure.
They haven't. But that's what I'm wondering is why hasn't Chuck Schumer prioritized this?
It's a good question, and I'm happy to actually call over to see what's holding it up, because I agree with you, and especially as we head to another election where absentees may come into play. So Monday I'll call over to Schumer's office and see if we could get any movement on these two nominees.
We get calls on this every week. Mary in Las Vegas, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes. Hi, like the last caller, I'd like to see DeJoy get the boot. Congressman, I just have some comments. I think Jasmine Crockett is just refreshing. I love watching her in the hearings. I think the Democrats ought to run ads with her going off on that Putin, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who supports Putin, evidently. Just, and I love the way she showed Comer in that Raptor Jordan what real evidence looks like. There's another good ad. I agree. I think we should go after him, and I don't think her language is too strong at all. She calls it as she sees it, and I just love it. And Social Security, I don't hear any talk about Social Security. I think people, the older folks like me, better realize that American fascism is going to eliminate all of their social services.
Well, let's start with Social Security. You're absolutely right. That's on the ballot. Donald Trump and his cronies have been talking about privatizing Social Security. I mean, Donald Trump comes in election time and says, I'm not going to cut Social Security. But he's supporting House Republican budgets that would create a commission to raise the retirement age, to look at benefit cuts. And in contrast, Biden wants to increase Social Security benefits. And we need to hammer that home more and then deliver when the president wins. On Jasmine Crockett, I mean, the attacks on her were unconscionable yesterday night, going after in her personal appearance, in derogatory comments. That has no place in the Oversight Committee, and I'm glad that she didn't just take it and stood up for her own dignity.
Stephan in Mentor, Ohio, you are on the air with Congressman Connor.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Congressman Connor. My statement is that the White House is woefully missing the messaging thing. And again and again and again, you hear about messaging. what is it about the Republicans that are so much superior in messaging the wrong side and they're winning? How can that be? For example, the issue with Israel. There are many people who are very upset about what's going on over there in Gaza. And the distinction lies in the fact that the message ought to be, we are supporting Israel, and that is evident, but it's Netanyahu that's the problem. It's not Israel that's the problem. It's Netanyahu.
Let's have a look. The Republicans have an easier job to do. It's always easier to be the party that says, let's just have tradition. Let's not have government. Let's blame and scapegoat other people for the problems. There's no imagination. It's appealing to people's grievance and anger. The Democrats have to say, no, we have a aspirational, hopeful message. We understand that the society is changing, but here are the ways that we're going to make the future and that society better. That requires more skill. That's why it usually requires people of Obama's talent or John F. Kennedy's talent or FDR's talent to win, because you're trying to move for a programmatic change in society, as opposed to just saying, well, everything used to be great and we don't need government. So we have a more complex message, and that means we need to do a better job of explaining it. But the bar is higher for what we're trying to do than someone just coming in and saying, let's just go back to how things were and let's blame others for our problems.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California in the U.S. House, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Khanna.house.gov on the internet. Rep. Ro Khanna on Twitter. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Khanna. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
456. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So MAGA Mike and the Republicans want a religious test for people running for public office. They want to know that you are sufficiently Christian to be worthy of being elected. Right. MAGA Mike is one of these seven mountain evangelicals. There are seven domains where these dominionists believe that we need to have religion completely take them over. Education, religion, family, business, government, military, arts and entertainment, and the media. Seriously. This is not what Jesus was preaching when he said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar and unto God what is God's. This is the opposite, in fact, of what Jesus was teaching. It's the opposite of Matthew 25, where Jesus said, the only way to get to heaven is by feeding the hungry, healing the sick, helping the poor. This is counter-Christian, anti-Christian, in fact. In fact, I think you could say it is the Antichrist's work. There's a piece about it over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Taking your calls. Congressman, you had started a rant there, and I had to cut you off because we hit the break. You want to revisit that, or you want to move along?
Well, we can move on. I just get so frustrated by the assault on anything public in this country, when it's public schools or the post office. These are the things that built America's strength, and they're undermining sort of the key ingredients to America's success.
Yeah, I'm with you. Stuart in Santa Clara, California. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you, Representative Khanna, or Congressman. I am one of your constituents. I voted for you, and I appreciate everything you're doing. Two quick questions, or at least the number one is, what can you in Congress or us, the public, do in reining in the problems with the Supreme Court justices not standing aside when they have conflicts of interest, and there seems to be no one to tell them there's no laws, nothing put into place? Do we need to come up with some type of an amendment or something that the citizens of the United States need to vote on to make sure that they follow a rule? And then in Congress, with what happened last night and the continued problems with certain individuals in Congress who yell, attack each other, what is there to contain them or kick them out of Congress?
Well, sir, I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words. Usually that's followed with a but, so I appreciate that you didn't do that. Let me give you an answer on both. On the first one, we just have to be far more assertive. I mean, we need a judicial code of ethics in this country or Supreme Court term limits. In the Federalist Papers, they never thought that the Supreme Court would be a powerful branch because the Congress had the money and the executive branch had the military. But our leaders have been so meek in standing up to the Supreme Court and threatening subpoenas for Roberts to actually testify in criticizing these justices. I think we've got to be much bolder in the rhetoric that the court has been delegitimized and that we're going to stand up and investigate the conflicts of interest and corruption and not let the Supreme Court push over the other branches of government. On the second point, you know, there needs to be decorum and basic rules of civility on the House floor. I don't think the penalty for it should be expulsion, but there certainly should be order that is kept in like you would in a town hall. I mean, if someone is misbehaving in a hearing, they should be kicked out of the hearing, just like the constituent would be at a town hall.
Rich in Cassiopolis, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman Khanna. My question is about the Iran nuclear deal that Mr. Trump got rid of. Do you think, in your opinion, that things, first of all, would we even have a Gaza war? I just picture Iran being helped by, you know, the lack of sanctions and being economically better than it was prior to the deal. And I people blame Mr. Biden for, you know, this whole war, but I think it's actually on Trump because he got rid of that deal. What's your opinion on that?
Well, he made a mistake when he got rid of the deal. Jim Mattis said the same thing. Look, Iran and Israel both have to come to the recognition that neither is going to be able to blow each other off the map. We need a new security agreement. And I don't think China should be the one trying to broker detente between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The United States should lead. That's what President Obama was trying to do. Trump ripped it up. He tried the maximum pressure campaign. It didn't work. Now Iran's closer to the nuclear bomb, and there's no effort to figure out what an architecture for peace should look like. It's easy to launch verbal assaults against other leaders. It's hard to build a security apparatus. That's American leadership. Whether it was the UN or NATO, we need leadership to build a new security architecture in the Middle East.
Congressman, just 10 seconds. Thoughts on the next week?
You know, I think we've got to stand up to some of the shenanigans of the Republicans in Congress, where they're getting desperate and they're going to, you know, they're trying to hold Merrick Garland in contempt, trying to rattle us. But I think if we just focus on what are we going to do for the working class, the American economy, and being reasonable folks who want to put the country ahead of partisanship, the voters are going to respond and we'll be back in control of Congress. And we've got to elect Joe Biden president.
Yeah. Amen. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you. I always enjoy it.
Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Simon Rosenberg. He's going to tell us his thoughts on the election going forward and hopefully a little bit of good news. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn. Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And my, the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did, yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.